Brandon? How's everything going?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great, thanks. So what's it been the biggest adjustment for you to come over to a new team mid-season and learn all you have to do to get on the field and produce?
Running the playbook wasn't bad because we hadn't adjusted much in Denver at the beginning of the season due to the lockout. So we kept the terminology, the formations, and a lot of the concepts were the same. We were just running them differently. And then the rest of the information was just pretty much recall from the last two seasons when I was with Josh in Denver. So that took a lot of pressure off of me, a lot of stress off of me, going into that mid-season trade.
So how about the whole chemistry issue with Sam Bradford? I know he was out a couple weeks there at the beginning, but
exactly.
how has that worked out?
Yeah, I mean, and that was the second thing, but you know, I just kept trying to tell myself that it's not as big of a deal as it is. I was just trying to psych myself out, and you know, just if there was any kind of confusion about how I was going to run a particular route, I would just say, hey, you know, where do you want me to get? How deep do you want me to be? And I'll get there. So I was just trying to make it as easy for the quarterbacks as possible, because I was just trying to fit into what they have as opposed to try to make them change what they're doing to fit my game.
Dirt.
I don't think we've spoken to you since you were traded from the 49ers, and I know a lot of water has passed under the bridge, but looking back, were you surprised that happened given the seasons that you had, the productivity you had in San Francisco?
I don't think so. You know, I think it was a new regime. They were looking to go in a different direction, and I was at the point in my career where I needed to get the big contract, you know. So it happens to every player where you have to make that decision where you're gonna either stick around and with the team, and that's a two-way relationship too. You know, the team has to want the player, and the player has to want to be with the team, and or you know go for the money, and that's what I was choosing to do. You know, trying to make that step in my career.
Did you not want to be here?
Oh no, I wanted to stay. But like I said, it was a decision in my career where, you know, I was looking at a large contract, and San Francisco at the time wasn't going to do a deal of that size, and so I had to take it.
There were a couple years there where you just it seemed like, you know, things weren't going to turn out for you. How did you remake yourself?
Oh yeah, perseverance. I kept a positive attitude, and I just kept believing in myself. And I think the one thing that I always would say about the road that I've been on was that no one ever said that I couldn't play. It was always other things, and I felt like once that the other things, meaning just my relationships with teammates and coaches and and I just, you know, and as I mature, I'm able to, you know, communicate more efficiently with people, for lack of a better saying, and just kind of keep plugging, and I've gotten a lot better as far as a player. I've improved my skill level, so I think it just all kind of is coming together just by me being able to hang around long enough and be able to experience playing at a high level with all the knowledge and experience that I've gained over 9 years.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up, because when you were here, you know, there were some things you know, said about you, whether as teammates. I'm not sure you ever necessarily clashed with us in the media, but there were times where the relationship was maybe a little bit uneasy. I mean, have you changed, or I mean, how? I mean, was that a conscious effort that you've made to sort of change how you deal with people?
Well, I don't. I think it is conscious, but I think it's more just a maturity thing. you got to understand, like, when you guys are dealing with, when you guys were, I'll talk about me. When you guys were dealing with me in San Francisco, I was like 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'm trying to, I was trying to carve my path and my career and build my career and give it a foundation. So it's tough as a 23-year-old person to, when you're giving all your heart and putting everything into your career, and then you're getting criticized by people who have no idea really how to do this. You know, so it's just like, it's a lot to take, it's a lot to swallow, and then you kind of, and then that's compounded by your teammates who you respect and you hope respect you, and then you kind of get, I felt like I got like dog piled on out there, so, you know, my natural reaction was to try to defend myself with words.
Right.
And it just kind of, it definitely wasn't the right way to go about it, but it's the way I chose to do it. And it was a conscious effort. I did it on purpose. It wasn't like I said anything I didn't mean.
Well, one of the things that rubbed some people the wrong way when you were out here was they felt like you were trying to spark a rap career while you should have been sparking a football career.
Right.
Have you continued with the rap career? I mean, where are you with that?
Spike TV picked up one of my songs last year for Blue Mountain State. House of the Rising Sun. So I'm still making hip-hop music. Actually, since I left San Francisco, my hip-hop career has become more successful. So, I have a licensing deal that I have a company that manages my catalog, and so I just kind of plug away with that.
But you've been able to balance the two. Obviously, led the league in receptions or receiving yards last year, plus the hip-hop career.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think it was ever really a real distraction. I think it was just something that people would always bring up because I wasn't performing as well as maybe they thought I should be. So they try to come up with that was the excuse. That was the reason why. When in reality, you know, guys do all kinds of things in their spare time, business ventures, guys trade stocks, guys do all kinds of stuff. So, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. I think it was just the subject, the subject matter as opposed to what I was actually doing in my spare time.
Right.
So with all that background, when it became sort of national news that Brandon Lloyd was on the trading block,
yeah.
One of the team names that came up a lot was the 49ers. Did you think that there was a chance that you could be heading back here?
I thought there was an outside chance, but you know, the chemistry was really the chemistry is really well out there. So I didn't think it was actually going to happen. I thought it was very. I'm trying to think of the word. I was
remote.
Well, no, I was very pleased with the trade became public, the amount of teams and the amount of quality teams that were looking to pick me up. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a very satisfying moment. And so it was just kind of, you know, getting in a situation that would allow me to be a wide receiver, to run routes and catch passes and just do the things that I'm really good at. And St. Louis was the perfect fit for me, you know, being that Josh McDaniels was here. So when St. Louis came up that they were in it, it was almost a no-brainer that you were going to come to St. Louis.
Right, and I mean, obviously the situation in Denver, could you address that just with how that has turned into I don't know, sort of a wasteland for wide receivers?
Well, don't say that. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I mean, as far as, let's put it this way, how that position has pretty much become irrelevant from a production standpoint in the past, 5 weeks.
But, this is what I was talking about in the summertime, that when Orton was on the trading block, that, hey, trade him now so we can go into doing the Tebow era, Like, let's get it over with. Let's see if he's got it. Let's build the offense around him. Let's do that. But don't have a starting quarterback. We're running an offense and then have this be so powerful. And the anticipation for Tim to play be so powerful that it just distracts the team. And so, they did it. They structured the offense around him, and they're having success with it. And so it's like, it's good for them, hopefully they get the desired result, and they're able to make a push and get into the playoffs and it work out.
Has that surprised you that they have, won games here and gotten back into the picture?
Not at all, because that's what I was saying. Like, in the summertime, just give us something to believe in. That's all I wanted in the summertime was some clarity. Make it clear who the quarterback's going to be, and then we can buy into it. It doesn't matter what the offense is. It doesn't matter what you do. We're the best athletes in the world at what we do. It doesn't matter what we do. As long as we believe in it and we're all executing it, it'll work. And so that's the quest, that's the never-ending quest for every team. Just believe in what we're trying to show you, and then, it'll work. So, no, I'm not surprised at all.
Your situation and the clarity, I mean, the team, the Rams have to give you a fifth-round pick, the Rams give Denver a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, they seem invested in you already. What does the future hold for you?
I don't know, and I'm pretty much just taking it a day at a time, I don't know what the hell is going to happen.
if you did stick, go ahead.
I'm just trying to, I think when I think about this situation, I said to myself that Sam has a really bright future, and that I want to give him a good example. For maybe one day he's going in the Hall of Fame and he can say, oh man, they had this one receiver, Brandon Lloyd, who really showed me how a receiver's supposed to look. like what a receiver's supposed to do. And I think that's my main goal, I'm having a blast. I'm playing better than I've ever been playing football in my life. I'm having the most fun I've ever had playing football, and it's a new role for me. Being a example, and it definitely feels different knowing that the younger players are watching my every move and coaches. So that's new, and it's a new and exciting experience. So I'm just kind of rolling with this new role. I like it, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, having said that you're playing better than you ever have, are you really looking forward to coming to San Francisco and showing the fans, that franchise, who you really are?
No. It's just another game to me.
Okay.
The fans and the franchise have seen me saw it last year, in London. You saw that game, right?
Yeah, sure, what was it, 167?
So, hey, I'm just saying, the games are on TV, so people watch. And it's not, that's not my motivation for playing on Sundays.
When you talked about being an example in Sam Bradford going into the Hall of Fame, would you have said that stuff when you were 23?
That's always been my attitude. That's just coming from when I was younger, that I always wanted to be really good individual player. Even though it's a team game, I wanted to just hold up on my end so that, if I'm scoring touchdowns, yeah, it looks good, and yeah, it looks like I'm celebrating for myself. But at the same time, that's 6 points that just went on the board, and then that's an opportunity for us to win. So that's always been my attitude. I want to be great individually, and that should help the team collectively. So I wouldn't have been able to put in words that, hey, you know, I want Jeff Garcia or Tim Rattay or the other four quarterbacks that I play with out there to remember me and be great playing with me. But I wanted to perform for them, give them a fair shot at being successful in the league.
You forgot Cody Pickett.
No, that's like four of them: Ken Dorsey, Cody Pickett, Garcia.
Can you name them all?
Yeah.